lights out, we're underway. Smoke Sport Republic, a podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome Gunther Steiner. Hey, I never thought I'd be sitting here down with you, but I'm so excited. I'm a big fan of yours, so thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I was never afraid to sit down with you.
I mean, I can't believe we're here right now. It's amazing. How's the first day?
It's pretty good. No, you know, it's one of those things I always think back on when I started with the thought to buy a motor or to buy a MotoGP team with other people. And now we are here. And you think back, it's almost 2 years ago that I started the plan, and now the work starts. But it's cool to be able to do this, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. We run a podcast. We've been doing it for about 3 to 4 years, and we find MotoGP is really bubbling at the surface, and it's just about to explode. Linear media coming through, new regulations in 27. I think it couldn't be a better time for you to come into the sport.
Yeah, let's hope so. And I consider myself lucky to be at this place in this time, as you just said, because it could go anywhere in this sport, because it's a very interesting sport. And I think if you're opening it up to more people, it could explode, you know. Hopefully it doesn't do too much damage when it explodes, or any damage, but no. But it's I'm very happy to be at this place in this moment.
Yeah, interesting damage. It's been a bit of a damage control down under at the moment in Australia with the Phillip Island circuit leaving the canal. There's a lot of angry people around, but we have the feeling that progress is good. Adelaide can host a Grand Prix that could hold 300,000 to 400,000 people. I think it's super exciting for our country.
Yeah, no, in the end, I think obviously there's always people, because you take something away, they're not happy, and it's understandable. But I mean, I've never been on the island, you know, for the race. So I was told it's a fantastic circuit, but getting there is difficult, you know, and a lot of things are just difficult there. And Adelaide, obviously, they tried to get their form race back a few years ago. And I think between you Australians, you can share a little bit of things, you know. It doesn't need to be all in Melbourne, you know, so you still have got their form race, you know. But I understand that people are disappointed, and some people say that the racetrack at Phillip Island was or is fantastic, you know, so it is fantastic. But I think Adelaide knows how to put an event on, and I was lucky enough to have been a guest at the Motorsport Festival in Adelaide the last 2 years, and I think it's a very nice city, you know. And I think now of the people which go there now, very few have been in Adelaide before, and I was fortunate to have been in Adelaide the last 2 years, and they will for sure put a lot of effort in to put a good show on, you know. And you guys know how to do something like this in Australia. So, as I said, a little bit sharing the love of motorsport around the country is pretty good. Sorry to interrupt you. And really, Australia should come back in Perth, you know. Australia. So everybody would have a little bit, you know. I give you a plan here, you know.
No, that's great. Now, going into Tech 3, like, what is your role, and, you know, what's kind of the day-to-day operations that you have to do? Are you just sitting back at the moment and watching everything, or you're coming down with an iron fist on everyone?
No. Before you go down with the iron fist, you have to understand what you're looking at, you know, what is going on. We have been lucky as an investor group to be able to get Tech 3, which is a very well-established team.
Yes.
You know, and Javier Poncheral did a fantastic job to set it up. It is well-run. The team can run on a day-to-day basis without anybody. It doesn't need you or me. Mm. They can do the job. Obviously, for me, this is an advantage. I can spend time to learn about the sport. Obviously, I ask a lot of questions, because I always am interested in things, why they are done like they are done, and not saying they are wrong or right, just like, why is it like this, you know, because when you understand it, then you can do things, try to do them better, you know. So, but we have a solid base, and we can build on, and that is our aim. And for me to build on, I first need to understand before I change anything.
Yeah, it's interesting, coming from Haas F1, it was a brand new team at the time. This team is established. It's been in the category for many, many years and well established. So what's been the biggest change that you've seen between Formula One and MotoGP in terms of running a team?
There is MotoGP a lot less people. I mean, the comparison is just like, I wouldn't say it's simpler, because it isn't simpler, because there's a lot of work to be done and you've got less people. It would be a lot simpler if you would have the amount of people like F1 with the MotoGP bike, but you don't. So But otherwise, it is a race team. The principles are the same. You know, you never have enough time. Nothing is good enough. You're never fast enough. You never have enough money. Everybody wants to spend more money. Yeah. It's the same old story, you know. It's racing, you know. It's just like, but... I would say it's just the size of it. That's the biggest difference. The size of the team. And the size of the team, you can look at the size of the machine. Mm-hmm. A bike against an F1 car.
Yeah. It's a great point you're making. The great thing about MotoGP this year and past years, it is so competitive. And anyone on the day, we always say, can win. And you've got obviously two capable riders in Maverick Vinales and Nanni Bastianini. And it's not like Privateer teams haven't won a championship. You look at Prima Ducati a couple of years ago, they won the world title. So it's a little bit different to F1 where, you know, maybe Haas or one of the other teams, you know, it's almost impossible to win a championship. But in MotoGP, to win races, to be fighting up there in the front, something like Tech 3 is very, very doable.
Yeah, and that's what excited me as well. It is not easy because there's another 10 teams out there which want to win. It's never easy, but you have got the chance, you know, there is a possibility, and that is very exciting for everybody involved, that you can go on the podium. It's not, everybody wants to win, you know, but already having a success and the possibility to go on a podium or win races with your own effort, not just getting lucky, because you only can get lucky, you know, in F1, sometimes happened that somebody ended up on the podium, right place, right time, when, you know, a red flag came out or something, and that helps. But here you actually can do it with performance. So that is what excites me as well a lot.
Yeah, I love it.
We're very disappointed to see in the paddock there's no cameras following you around for a Netflix series for MotoGP. Surely that's got to be something on the cars. Surely.
I can't tell you everything.
Because it's amazing Formula One. And
I have got enough cameras around me. Yeah, you know? I'm not complaining about a lack of people following me here, you know. But we are working on something and hopefully it comes together.
That's fantastic to hear. Again, you've probably been asked this question a lot. You're going to over the next few months. Tech 3, KTM, when's that decision going to happen with the motorcycle you're going to run next year?
It has to happen in the next month because, you need to prepare the bikes for next year. I mean, a manufacturer needs to, you know, it takes production time and they need to know what they're doing. So, you know, we are talking and hopefully we come to a decision.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Great. Good. So, thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate your time. We're so excited for you in KTM Tech 3. We'll be cheering you on. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me, and see you in Melbourne next week.
Done.
Yeah, sounds good.
See you guys. Thank you.